I've told them she killed my daughter. I told them she kissed her and gave her an apple, and the child perished. Laying that tiny body in the earth, I fancied there were eyes upon us as Elizabeth wept and held me close. Then Elizabeth fell sick with fever, so I've told them that, not content with killing my daughter, Sarah Beckett murdered my wife as well. The stile's frozen and snowdrifts lie against the house. The estuary mudflats are a dull iron grey, joyless as last Christmas tide. I drag my battle-scarred and twisted body to the barn, tending the animals and talking gently to them as Elizabeth did. The milk's has turned sour. Is this Sarah's doing too? They say that the search women found three teats upon her body, proof that she had suckled imps. They say that watchers came at dusk to see if her familiars would appear. 1, 2, 3 nights waiting in a rushlight till dawn, till her body and mind were weakened beyond endurance and no sense could be had from her lips. Feel as though the war and the winter will go on forever. They say that on the third morning, she confessed to having lain with Satan himself. She'll be tried in Chelmsford and hanged before the frosts are over. I have no desire for anything now but the blessed release of the spring. I remember a summer before the fighting started. Hot, bright days, bringing in the harvest, and pretty Sarah Beckett's mocking laughter, rejecting my embraces, even while I was young and whole and full of hope.